Hey everybody, this is Fernando from the Rollback Podcast, and today Eddie and I are reviewing, well, it's not a smash hit yet, but I have a feeling it's going to be a hit, the movie Abigail.
So, do you think it'll be a hit? I really hope it is. It's fucking fun, man.
I mean, it's fun. It's as fun as Hide and Seek.
Yeah. Was Hide and Seek a hit? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a hit. I mean, it got that director Scream. It was really good critically.
Good.
Can you not do this right now?
for those of you who don't know, can I tell the audience about the new addition to your family?
Sure, but it wasn't even her. It was Diesel.
What's called? Fernie got a new dog, a little baby German Shepherd named Rogue. It's a pretty cool name. But yeah, so okay, Hide and Seek. Let me see, 2021. Because okay, so this movie, Hide and Seek. No, I don't have it. It kind of launched Radio Silence into the stratosphere as far as like directing movies. It's the collective. It's like I think four guys, four people. And in a post Scream, so did they decide to do this movie before they decided not to do Scream, or when did this happen?
It could have been post Scream, because he didn't do Scream 6, right?
I don't know if he did Scream 6. I know Radio Silence did Scream 6. And then April 2023 is when they announced that they were working on Dracula's Daughter, which became Abigail. Oh, I'm right. Yeah, they started working on this because there was a delay in making Scream 6. That's when they started working on it.
I mean, a smart deal, because I mean, this movie is just really fun. I mean, it gives you a bunch of it reminded of us playing video games, like especially the part where Peter's running from Abigail. He's like, I have a vampire on my ass.
Yeah, it reminded me of zombies like that. But so it's kind of Abigail's kind of like a reverse. So it starts out as a kidnapping, but it turns into like almost a reverse of Hide and Seek. Because in Hide and Seek, you get the one character trying to run away from the family.
Yeah.
In this, you get the one predator hunting down each person.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let me see. Yeah, I'd argue the main star, Melissa Barrera, she was cast in this after Scream. Like, the directors were like, hey, we love working with you. We got this project. We want you in it. We see you for the main character. Signed on. I think it was a good pick on her part. Another great role to add to her.
This was made by Universal, right?
Yes. So, remember
was
how
this wanted- was this do you think they do you think this was post Scream 7 Fallout? Or do you think this movie was made pre Scream 7 Fallout?
So she was cast in April of 2023. More people were cast in June 2023, if I'm not mistaken. Filming happened June 2023, and then let me see here. Filming wrapped. So no, the filming happened during and post Scream controversy. Because remember, the Scream controversy happened during the writer's strike. And this film just started filming a few...
during the writer's strike?
Right, yeah.
I thought it was during...
during the actor's strike.
No, but I thought it was during the whole Israel versus Palestine situation.
No, that's why. So the writer's strike happens after the writer's strike begins and the actor's strike begins. That's when she makes her comments, and that's when she gets kicked off of screen. So this movie had already started filming before she got kicked off, and then she continued filming after she got kicked off. Well, for this which,
that's
man,
awkward.
Yeah. Well, dude, Scream 7 doesn't technically have a director right now. It only has a producer.
Well, I don't think Scream 7 is going to get made at all.
I have a theory.
I think they're gonna come. In my theory, I think they're gonna come with their tail between their legs.
I think next year we'll get an announcement that she's returning for Scream 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way I see it. I think
you need money. We need money. We all need money.
Well, remember, they also lost Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, Jenna Ortega walked out. Granted, I mean, you kind of have to. You can't really be the only person left behind when someone left based on the way that she left.
Well, and Jenna Ortega, she bowed out and she said it was due to money disputes. But fuck it, we all know she's backing up a friend. She's like, nah, fuck you. You don't want to take her, you don't get me.
Fucking Wednesdays having money disputes?
Dude, she's making bank right now.
Yeah, she's the hottest thing in Hollywood right now. She's doing Beetlejuice 2.
What else? Beetlejuice 2, Wednesday season 2. She has her pick of roles right now, Jenna Ortega. Like, fucking you do you, man. But yeah, so this movie is done pre and then post Scream 7 controversy. But the movie begin opens up with a kidnapping, and it's an uphill battle because I don't know about you, but I'm anti-kidnapping, so I was immediately like,
You're
fuck this movie.
anti-kidnapping?
I don't like kidnapping, man. I don't.
Why? You
I feel
said that was your favorite pastime.
I just feel like if you're gonna abduct someone, they should be adults, not children. There's a line,
Yeah.
Bernie.
Hey, you get more money out of the kids.
Why do you know that?
It's every fucking movie, dude. Come on. What's that movie that Mel Gibson did? Hostage? No, it wasn't Hostage. Kidnap? Did
What's
you ever
going?
see that movie
No, with Mel Gibson?
where Mel Gibson's son gets kidnapped and he has to get the people that did it?
Nah, did he kidnapping movie 2023? Was it a new one or what?
No, it was an old movie, dude. I think it came out in the 90s.
No, I mean I don't recall it. Mel Gibson is not my favorite human being. Well, for reasons.
That's because you don't love Jesus, that's why.
If you watch our Monkey Man review, you will see my opinion of religious leaders, and most of them can go straight to hell. But that said,
Jesus?
not Jesus, religious leaders, like fucking the who's the douchebag that has the mega church that wouldn't open it during the hurricane and left like.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah, that piece of shit. Fuck that guy. I'm anti-religious leaders.
Think everybody's anti-religious leaders.
No, those millionaire pastors say you're full of shit. The guys with all, the private jets. They think you're
I
a
mean,
liar.
if I had a private jet, I'd be like, you're full of shit too.
But yeah, so it opens with that, and it seems pretty straightforward as a heist film. Like, oh, we're gonna hold her and then ransom her or whatever.
Unless you saw the trailers and then you knew it wasn't going to be a heist film.
So I was gonna ask you, man, is it just me or do you think the movie would have like it's a double-edged sword, right? On one side, they kind of spoil that, like, hey, she's a vampire. Imagine if you didn't know. Imagine if you went into this thinking she's kidnapped and then something is killing the people, but you don't know what. Like, is it a guardian? Is it a ghost? Is it her? What's happening?
No, because I think that's where it loses the tone that it's supposed to be a fun movie.
See, that's the thing, though. That's also the hook. You're right. That's why a double-edged sword. If you don't reveal it, no one comes to watch it because it sounds fun. Because holy fuck,
Yeah.
are in a vampire? Yes, please.
No, yeah, like that's the whole point of the movie. That's what they're trying to make. Stop moving, you're gonna knock shit over. God damn it.
And folks, that's why I don't record with my dogs no more. They cause too many problems. Cute
Oy.
little fuckers, though.
Your crime against humanity is that's what they are.
Fuck you, I love my dogs.
They are crime against humanity.
They're not. They're cute mistakes. They're
More
wonderful
mistakes.
little.
I think they're also crimes.
Fuck you. Shit, what were we talking about just now? Oh, there we go. Okay. But yeah, right. So one good thing that caused this film. Do you remember Dark Universe, how they were gonna make like the Mummy and the Invisible Man and all these other like
Thanks a
Dark
lot,
Universe
Marvel,
movies?
for that one. You convinced everybody that they could fucking make
The cinematic universe?
a fucking cinematic universe.
Dude, only two of them have worked. The Conjuring Universe and the MonsterVerse. Those are the only two that have worked. And I know what I'm saying.
When did Conjuring start? Conjuring started in what, 12?
13.
13?
Yeah. And then it was Conjuring 2, and then Abigail, and then the Nun.
Hard, dude, I mean, props to Marvel. That Marvel Universe has been going since we were in middle school.
And we here we are in our 30s.
Yeah. I remember seeing Iron Man 1 in theaters with my dad.
Did he like it?
Yeah.
Fair.
But I remember not being able to see the end credit scene because my dad didn't really stay for that. So I was
No
like,
one
well,
did. I mean,
fucking great. I don't get to see Nick Fury.
well, okay, did you know there was gonna be an end credit scene?
My friends were talking about it at school.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, man, I wonder who the fuck, because back then end credit scenes were rare. Like, who the fuck would stick around for the credits back then?
Well, it's because I had heard from my friends prior to going to see it.
No, but like, who told them? You know what I mean?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe it's the employees.
Really? You think the employees were like, hey, man, stay after the credits?
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool. I'll give them that.
Well, because back then, like, movie nerds used to work at the theaters.
That's true. I always thought of Dream.
Now it's a bunch of people that look sad.
Dude, I remember being told when I was in college, I wanted to get a job at the movie theaters, and I was told,
Oh, yeah, I think we all did at one point.
no, dude, everyone told me if you love movies, don't fucking do it. It'll ruin movies for you.
No, I always wanted to get a job at Blockbuster.
That would have been a fun job.
Like in all honesty, like I remember the fucking Blockbuster
Moana?
near our house. Yeah.
Oh, Top Video.
No, Blockbuster.
Oh, that one. Okay. I didn't know which house you meant. My
No,
bad.
the one in front of Walmart. Like
Yeah.
that one, I remember I was like, oh man, I can't wait till I'm old enough to fucking apply and work there, and then lo and behold, gone.
I mean, it was still there for a while. I don't think it closed until like what, 2019, 2018?
Yeah, but then you could start seeing, no, earlier. I
Let
want to say at least 2015 or 2016.
me see. Blockbuster, McAllen closed. Damn, dude, it was the last one standing.
I thought the Edinburgh one was the last one
20,
standing.
2018.
I thought
January,
the Edinburgh one was the last one
let
standing.
me see. Moviegoers alike, January 21st. Oh wait, South Sugar Road. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Edinburgh was standing.
Yeah, the McAllen one closed earlier. It closed like in 16 or 15.
Damn, man, that's because I remember going there
But
when.
yeah, by the time they closed, I mean, you could see the fucking writing on the wall, like,
Oh
oh,
yeah, I think everyone did.
this place is going down.
And that's because there's still like independent places where like they are still like movie rental spots that you can go
Oh
to,
yeah.
all shops.
Oh, I bought a I can you fucking not fight each other right now? I bought a Terminator, the six movie collection. They had it on sale on Amazon for like $40.
Yeah.
I was watching I bought it on Blu-ray. I didn't buy the 4K one because I there's some old movies, man. They're not worth buying in 4K.
Well, as long as much you can improve. Yep.
Yeah, like I think anything in the 80s, Blu-ray is perfectly fine. 1080p is perfectly fine. And then once you go past that, you really don't see much of a difference.
Did you hear what happened to the Cinderella Blu-rays and 4Ks?
Which Cinderella?
The original Cinderella, like the one from Disney.
Oh, what happened to him?
They were so scrubbed, and like them trying to like turn it up and damage the footage, they fucked up the line work of the dress. Like they fucked up the actual look of the movie, looked worse because they kept fucking with the original film. Like the actual like 8 millimeter film, they fucked it up. Like I don't like so much so that they had to pay like an independent production company to go back and fix the line work from old VHS tapes. Like they had to use that
Damn.
to go back and fix it.
That's nuts.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like you said, like it's some old movies are just not worth like upgrading. Like it's fine.
Yeah. So I was like, nah, I'm just gonna buy it on Blu-ray. What's weird is like, so I bought Iron Claw on Blu-ray, but that's because that's the only format they're offering it. You can't buy 4K unless you buy it on Vudu. Well, Fandango at home now, that's what it's called. But Yeah, they sell the 4K edition on Fandango, but they don't sell the physical copy 4K edition.
I don't know why they're steering away from physical media. Like, I
No,
don't.
I think it's I honestly, truthfully, I don't think it will go away.
I hope not. I hope you're right.
I
I
hope
hope you're
not.
right.
I mean, I like that you could buy them on Amazon, but it's just sometimes like it's a pain in the ass. Like I'd rather go to Best Buy to go buy them, but Best Buy doesn't carry physical media anymore.
They stopped? I thought they still did. Or they're gonna
No,
start they're stopping.
apparently they stopped.
I don't know. I'm the last time I went to Best Buy, they still had DVDs, but I guess it's
Still? Oh, then they might still have it, but
the
I
one
could
I'm
have
talking
sworn that they were gonna stop.
about. I know like fucking WWE, they're just straight up like, hey, we're not doing DVDs anymore, which is a
I
fuck.
thought they still do DVDs, but like they're just super, it's just straight DVD. Like they're not going Blu-ray or anything. They're just like DVD.
The last show that they're gonna put that's on DVD, I think, is Elimination Chamber. Or
Oh.
it was earlier this
Oh,
year that they put
shit.
out the presser, that they're not doing any more physical media whatsoever.
Jesus.
Which again is fucking disappointing because it's like imagine you're some dipshit kid that's like, I like wrestling, and you get like a
You
Shawn
like
Michaels.
wrestling?
Yeah, like dude, I remember going to Suncoast and buying like a Ring of Honor
Oh,
DVD.
I have DVDs from wrestling. I mean, I have One Night Stand is definitely one of my favorite wrestling pay-per-views that I bought.
05 or 06.
06.
Fuck yeah. I'll agree with you there.
I even have the
Oh,
one that you gave me, the ECW Bloodsport,
that's right. I didn't care for it.
which they don't even make those anymore.
Bloodsport?
Yeah, like those the ECW DVDs, you can't find them on WWE Network.
Oh, fuck no. Oh, wait. They're not even on the network?
No.
Yeah. Bloodsport DVD. Let's find out how much it is, kids.
The most violent matches of ECW, and then Extreme Rules ECW. That one's not on the network either.
So if you buy a used copy on eBay, it's only about 20 bucks. It's not too
Which
bad.
is, that's not crazy, but yeah, you can't find those on the network, which is just nuts.
That's really unfortunate, actually. No, that sucks. But no, what was I gonna say? Fucking yeah, we really went off topic. So
Yeah,
Abigail.
we haven't even talked about the fucking movie yet.
Jesus.
What cast? What'd you think of the cast in this movie? Granted, we have the chick from Scream, which I think she's awesome in this movie.
Yeah.
The chick from Freaky? It's Freaky, right?
Yes,
The
Freaky, and I think Lisa Frankenstein.
Yeah. I think she's great in everything that she does.
Yeah. No, I the whole cast, I'll give them this, even if you don't remember the names. They're all memorable in their own way. It's very easy to like if I tell you, remember the cast from Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
You'll remember like Matt Damon, you'll remember George Clooney and Brad Pitt, right? Who the fuck are the other eight dudes? Like you're not gonna
I will
remember.
say the one I never really remember is the one that was the former cop in the movie. I just the only thing recent I saw him in was the Godzilla movie.
He's from Downton Abbey, I think. That's what I saw.
Yeah, I had never seen him in anything prior to that.
No, me neither, but they're all memorable, man. Like, if you close your eyes and I tell you the medic, the cop, the marine,
Yeah.
the muscle, the
The
driver.
Marine either. I don't remember seeing him in anything.
Honestly, me neither. Can I find him? Is it Will? I think it's Will. Either way.
But the guy who played the muscle, I mean, that dude's always coming out and shit. He came out in Real Steel, X-Men
Dude.
Origins.
I did not know how big he was, man. Like, fuck, he's a
Yeah.
tall dude.
Yeah, he's a big fucking guy.
I mean, you don't want to find him in the back of an alley. Fuck. But anyway, the whole cat.
But this movie, like when I was watching it, comparing it to like Hide and Seek, I was like, oh, it has a lot of same deal. But I think this one had more comedy in it as opposed to Hide and Seek.
Yeah. Well, also, now that you mention it, Hide and Seek, the whole movie took place in one night.
Yeah.
In a mansion, right? Pretty
Yeah.
much. I mean, I guess they like to do bottled stuff. Like the whole film takes place in like one setting.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Darian about this. I mean, there's just such a lost like thing about it. Like this movie's just fun, like to play. I mean, like to watch. And it just reminds me of like when we were playing Friday the 13th when it first came out on Xbox.
That's right, yeah.
And that fucking game was so fun to play.
They I don't know if you heard about this. The developers are working on now that the rights have been like done, they're actually working on a potential like bringing it back or doing a sequel.
I mean, I would hope that it does good, but I just feel like it won't ever recapture that magic when it first came out.
I remember we were stuck in lobbies for hours.
No, and then the beautiful part about Xbox is that Xbox had that ability to be like you could look for a group. So you never had to be in lobbies.
No, but we couldn't get in, remember? Like it was so
No,
packed.
yeah, that's why. Like the lobbies were crashed, but if you went on the looking for a group section, you could get in. You were able to get in because people would be hosting like private matches.
Oh, okay. I get you. I get you.
So you weren't having to go through matchmaking.
You know, I saw a documentary about it, like a mini documentary, and the creators that made it said we expected 25,000 like opening weekend. So that's what we prepared, right? Like that's the servers and everything. Over
It's like
70.
it's honestly like Helldivers, because Helldivers had that problem. They weren't expecting for a lot of people to play the game, and then all of a sudden, boom, this game fucking hits overnight, and they're struggling trying to open up servers to handle the traffic.
But not they said that they expected 15,000, they got over 70,000 on opening night, and they had to contact Microsoft, and fucking Microsoft dragged their feet for 3 days, and they're like, okay, fine, we'll unlock your thing so you can use our servers. Thanks, Microsoft. But anyway, but yeah, no, this film it feels like a lot of fun because also like again, at first they're the kidnappers, like they're the bad guys. But then
Yeah.
Abigail becomes a monster, and it's like, you know
Oh
what?
shit, you actually have to root for these people.
Yeah, well, like everyone's fair game. Like, oof. We get that young kid that passed away. I think, what's his name? Kevin Durant? No.
It was something Cloud.
Yeah, Angus Cloud. Yeah, the kid that died from Euphoria.
Euphoria.
Which is a shame if this was like his last role was like maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
He dies real quick in the movie.
I thought he was gonna last a lot longer.
Who's the other one that bites it quick? The Marine. The Marine
Yeah,
bites it quick.
I think what's his name? Sam? No. Will Catlett, aka Ricketts or Rickles.
Yeah, Don Rickles.
Yeah. He bites it also pretty early on, and that's when we know it's on. Which, let me ask you this. Do you wish that the cast had lived a bit longer? I kind of wish, like, it had been 6-on-1 at some point.
I don't know, 'cause I mean, even the ending was a little like, I liked the movie, don't get me wrong, but I thought the ending was getting a bit too much.
How so?
Just like when the guy turns into the vampire, and then like they start having like their whole vampire off, and then Abigail gets the chick to fucking be her friend again.
Yeah. Well,
That's where I was like, you're starting to lose it. And then no, then it saved itself at the end. It redeemed itself, but I was like, you're cutting it close.
I didn't mind it, honestly. I kind of thought like the whole because they did have an agreement at the beginning when they made the pinky promise, like, I'm not gonna hurt you. And I can't remember if she ever actually puts a hand on Abigail. Like, I don't
She injects her. I
know.
think that counts.
What?
She injects her
Yeah, but like,
with the
there's a big
sleeping
difference.
stuff.
He didn't stab her, she didn't shoot her, and she never tried to kill her. She tried to incapacitate her. That's the worst that she does. She never hurts her. So there's that agreement throughout the whole film of like, hey, I've got your back if you got mine. Deal, deal. And lo and behold, at the very end, like, they both go after the real bad guy, Frank. Right?
Dracula.
Yeah. Which also, yeah, so that's oh yeah, I don't know if I remember if I told you. So because the Dark Universe failed, they managed to do this movie. Like, it was gonna be called Dracula's Daughter, but they just ended up, you know, Abigail.
I mean, I'm glad that they failed. Honestly, I just thought that whole thing was stupid.
I thought it could have worked if they did it right. Like steampunk, imagine alternative universe steampunk.
Maybe. I mean, I just don't think it would have. I honestly don't think it would have worked. I think it would have failed, especially with Tom Cruise and Gerard Butler leading. I mean, not Gerard Butler, Russell Crowe leading the way.
They were both bankable at one point. But
Yeah.
no, this movie has a lot of fun, a lot of action, gore. I think you and Chema said it on the chat. These guys love watching people explode.
It was Chema. But yeah, I mean, fucking those dudes just love people fucking blowing up into pools of blood.
What's called? Did you think it was fucking brutal when Abigail, like, the sunlight hit her hand and she started regrowing a new hand? Like,
I thought it was hilarious.
yeah, I thought that fucking hurt. Like, that looked painful.
The part that I thought was fucking hilarious is when the chick fuck is fucking dancing.
Which one? The old
The
Abigail?
chick from Freaky.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, when she was like dancing behind the guy and stuff.
And she's like, oh no, he's dead.
She must be here somewhere.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. At least try to sell it.
I mean, she's also not in her own body, so she can,
No,
like.
I know that, but I was like, Jesus.
What's it called? I like also the look of the vampires. Like, they look like scary enough. They could have gone over the top with like the cheekbones, the eyes, like all those other movies. Nah, it's just a fucking teethy ass mouth. That's it.
Yeah, I thought the look of the vampire was pretty good. Like, it wasn't anything super crazy, or like really weird, like Blade or Twilight. It was just real simple, just teeth. That's pretty much it.
I do also like the fact that, like, they bring up other vampire movies. They're like, okay, what vampires are we dealing with? Twilight, Blade, 28 Days Later, I mean, 30 Days of Night, like, which, you know, I'd like those little things.
What'd you think about them not really saying like how to kill him? Like they were just kind of like, well, you keep fucking trying, see what happens.
I mean, I didn't hate it. I thought it was good. It's like, because they're in
Yeah,
it's like,
I thought that brought like a level of like, oh shit, like what can we do to kill these people?
well, because it also feels like a legitimate, like, conversation we'd have. If you, me, and Shu were trapped in a fucking mansion, we'd be like, all right, like, what's the bare bones that we know? Stake through the heart? Fuck it, let's try. Like,
Yeah.
that's all we
Or
got.
garlic. How she just like laughs at the garlic and shit.
Oh, because I got the garlic. Those are onions, dumbass.
Oh, dude, that fucking part, I laughed my ass off. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh man, that was fucking hilarious though, man. That was
I
hilarious.
was like, Jesus, she's bringing out onions.
Oh. Not gonna lie, man. The only part I really did not like was Giancarlo Esposito. I did not like him. Like,
The dude from Breaking Bad?
I feel like he was misplaced in this film. Like, why
I
the
thought he was
fuck
all
are you?
right. I think he was great, but it also it wasn't like, oh man, like he did such a great job in this movie. I thought he was just kind of there.
That's why it could have been any generic guy. Like, he blends into the background, you forget about him, but like, because he's such a big star, like, well, well-known person. I don't know. Like,
Yeah.
that I didn't like it. Yeah. But so what did you think of the ending with Abigail and Joey teaming up against Frank?
I mean, I thought it was fine.
You said that's where I was losing you, right?
That's where I was kind of like, like, is it gonna get too much? But I think it just did like the right amount of cheesy. And then when she's leaving and Dracula pops up, like, it was hilarious just watching her walk away. And she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because I think anybody in that situation would probably be doing the same thing.
Do you think With Dracula as the father, like, was he like traveling the whole time to come help her? Because apparently,
Well,
Abigail
she
had.
said that that her dad didn't give a shit about her.
Well, apparently Abigail kills all of her dad's enemies all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, okay, that kind of makes sense. Like, you want to clear up your dad's schedule so he'll see you, but also, like, your dad doesn't know that you're doing this, murdering mass amounts of his enemies. Like, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I think her dad didn't know.
Oh, he just didn't give a shit?
Yeah, I think he just didn't care.
Well, at the end, after they kill Frank, he's about to kill Joey, and Abigail kind of stands up to him. Like, she
Yeah.
was here when you weren't.
I
And.
mean, rightfully so. I mean, if it wasn't for Joey, she would have fucking killed her ass. She would have gotten killed.
Yeah. No, I came close, but you're right. She leaves. What the fuck? Gets in the car and drives off. You think she sees her
Covered
son?
in slobber. Will you stop fighting with him?
They're just playing
He's
for any. They're
grown
just
older.
having fun. They're puppies.
She's a puppy. He's a fucking grown ass adult.
Well, sometimes puppies gotta learn. Anyway.
Jesus.
But no, man, I really like this one. I want to rewatch it, but with friends, like with y'all, like having a few beers watching it. I think it could be fun.
Yeah. I got to see the trailer for Strangers. I mean, I'd already seen it, but I mean, the Strangers movie, the first one, always fucking creeped the shit out of me.
Dude, yes. I
The second one wasn't that scary. But I mean, it looks interesting. And then which one else? The one that's in the killer's point of view, that one looks kind of interesting.
Oh, natural violence or something?
Yeah. A history of violence or some shit like that.
Yeah. A violent nature.
Yeah.
Anyway. But no, I actually really want to see that one. I think that could have been like a great Jason movie, but yeah.
I mean, it's practically fucking Jason.
I mean, legally speaking, but it's not. But it's not.
That reminds me of the fucking scene from whatchamacallit?
Austin Powers.
Yeah, where he's like, it's Godzilla. Well, it's not Godzilla, but it kind of looks like him. But due to copyright reasons, it's not him.
Although also, I'll keep saying it's Godzilla. Although it's not.
That shit's fucking hilarious.
Fuck, man. I forgot how good the Austin Powers movies are. Just go back and
Yeah,
rewatch.
for parody movies, I mean, they still hold up. I think the Austin Power movies, the scary movies, one and two, even three. Scary Movie 3 has a soft spot for me.
Same because that's the first one I ever saw, like, not getting caught.
Yeah. Like Scary Movie 3 I think has a soft spot for me. Scary Movie 4 was okay. It wasn't the greatest.
Never seen
But Scary Movie 1 and 2 are definitely top tier parody movies. Yeah.
Well, apparently they're planning Scary Movie 6 or 7, whichever one's up next. Apparently the original cast is set to return,
But
supposedly.
unless the Wayans are creating it, I think it's gonna suck.
I believe they're involved, actually.
Oh, I mean, if they're involved, then sure. Stop fighting with them.
Yeah, Miramax has confirmed that they're working on Scary Movie 6 with the original cast coming back.
Why doesn't Miramax get the fucking rights for Dogma from that old ghoul-looking motherfucker that used to work there?
Isn't Dogma getting like a Blu-ray release?
No.
Are
You
you sure?
realize Kevin Smith posted that on fucking April Fool's, right?
Oh, son of a bitch. I thought he actually got the rights back. I was like, oh, good for him.
No, he posted on April Fool's, you idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted you to have some good news, motherfucker.
So did I.
How long did it take me to realize? Oh, it's April Fool's.
I mean, pretty quickly, because I was like, it's fucking April Fool's.
But yeah, so fuck it, man. This movie, what would you rate it, man? What are you rating this movie?
I give it a solid A. It was enjoyable, wasn't too long. You didn't feel like it was long, and it was a really enjoyable movie. I give it an A.
I'm giving it like a 7.5 out of 10. Pretty good. I like it. I'll watch it again.
You gave it a 75? You gave it a C.
No, so I changed my rating system actually.
What
Good.
the fuck does that make sense? A 7.5 out of 10? That's a 75.
No, a good movie, like a fine movie, is a 5. A
Okay.
perfect movie is a 10. This movie.
Oh, you sound like the public education system, lowering the bar so all kids can pass. Look at you.
The thing is all the movie I was giving all the movies like B's and A's because like I like them, but I'm like I need to have a more diverse way of like grading.
Oh.
But fuck you, 7.5. I'll watch it again.
Whatever.
This is not my favorite movie ever. Who knows? Maybe if I watch it with you and Shu and we're drinking and bullshitting, maybe it's more fun.
Crying, talking about her feelings, yeah.
Fuck you. But yeah, that's I think yeah, any other notes for Abigail before we go?
No, I mean, it wasn't a long movie. It doesn't really deserve, like, for us to be like, well, let's talk about how the director really chose his lighting.
Actually, wait, one more thing before we do go. I want to mention.
You have herpes.
No, fuck you. Do you notice we're slowly getting back the mid-budget film? Because this movie was
Yeah.
only 28 mil.
Yeah.
I like it,
It's
man. I
because
like it.
there is an audience for it.
Yeah. This one, Monkey Man, was mid-budget. I hope we keep getting more of these mid-budget films. I hope so.
I hope so too, because I mean there is a good spot for those. I think this is definitely one of them.
Yeah. But yeah, I think
All
that's
right.
gonna do it for this episode.
Yeah. Let's take us out of here.
Well, what are we reviewing next week? Or do you want to do 11 count, or what do you want to do next week?
We could do 11 count because I mean there wasn't really much to go over today for 11 count. That's why I was kind of like, let's do Abigail.
Well, Swerve Strickland won the AEW championship. I'm just saying, good for
Woo!
you. Yeah.
Who the fuck has pay-per-views on a Sunday? People have work, god damn it.
That's a fair point. All right. Pernie, take us home.
Hey everybody, thank you for joining us for our review of the 2024 almost hit Abigail. Please check us out wherever you get your podcast needs. We are on Spotify, Google, Apple Play, everywhere you fucking need us. But please check us out wherever you get your podcast needs and subscribe to our YouTube channel where we put out the 11 count where we bitch about wrestling, which we have no idea what we're talking about. So this was your review of Abigail. I'm Fernie.
I've been Eddie.
And let's cut it.
You almost said ring the bell, didn't you?
No,
No.
maybe.